This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we approach Thanksgiving, I'd like to focus our study this week on that topic. I noticed in studying Paul's prayers, he often starts his prayers with thanksgiving. Notice Ephesians 1:15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I noted two things about the Ephesians, their faith in the Lord Jesus and their love for all the saints. He knew their faith pleased God, note Hebrews 11:6. It also established a relationship with Jesus Christ that was sealed by the Holy Spirit for eternity, according to verses 13 through 14. I understand Paul's expression, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. You see, my wife and I have 4 married children and 11 grandchildren, with one of them now married as well. That makes 22 of us. All but the youngest grandchild, who is 1, have put their faith in the Lord Jesus. Their eternal destiny is sealed and secure. It is humbling to realize how good God has been to us. Murr and I are grateful, and often in our prayers we have not stopped giving thanks for God's grace. But notice, Paul is thankful while at the same time he keeps on remembering them in his prayers. We too keep praying for our children, their spouses, and our grandchildren to keep on growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a significant part of what parenting is all about. It is also what mentoring is about.